Balance of Nature is the best fruit and vegetable product on the market. What makes us the best? It's not about how many different fruits and vegetables are in each capsule. It's about having the right fruits and vegetables in the right quantities. That's what Balance of Nature has done. Our proprietary blend of fruits and vegetables has been handpicked by Dr. Howard based on his extensive research. Fruits and vegetables are made of hundreds of thousands of phytochemicals that work together to help your cells regenerate better, faster, and stronger. Only fresh whole fruits and vegetables are inside the capsules. You won't find any fillers, binding agents, or preservatives of any kind. You will only find fruits and vegetables the way Mother Nature intended. Start your journey with the best fruit and vegetable product on the market today by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KATE.
Hi, friends. If I could ask you a favor, go to MyPillow.com and put in the code word Kate. Mike Lindell and I have partnered up not only to bring you fantastic products, but he's also helping this show. You're going to get wonderful products when you put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E. You're going to get 30% off on the products. They have specials all the time. But these, I'm not wowed easy, but these products are amazing, I have to say. The sheets, the towels, the robes, the slippers, everything. Completely amazing. You're going to love it. The phone number is 1-800-873-1052 or go to MyPillow.com and simply put in the code word Kate. Thanks, you guys. This show is recorded. Original air date, February 23rd, 2016. A funny thing happened on the way to the moon with guest Bart Sabrell.
If the NSA is listening, we can at least be entertaining. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
One of my favorites, especially with this show. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. So glad you're joining us. And of course, go to katedalyradio.com for podcasts. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. I do read all of this. We save the best for last. I mean, this is going to be a really intriguing hour, I think, and maybe open a lot of thought. It has to, right? And our guest in this hour is Bart Sabrell. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Kate, for having me, and hello, David.
Hello. Yeah, absolutely. This is going to be eye-opening. I'm actually excited to talk with you and see what you have to say. And this is a great, this is just fascinating when it comes to the moon landing, and it's a funny thing happened on the way to the moon.
That's the movie
that.
You made.
The movie that you made, and boy, Dave, I know that you have it up on your screen. You've done so many interviews. You've been all over the press. Oh my gosh, you've done so many things. Award-winning, just
filmmaker.
Yeah, award-winning filmmaker. I mean, amazing. And how has the information that this film been received?
Well, first I want to talk about Carl's story about the person in jail dealing drugs, because I was thinking about that. When they get caught, what do? Go to jail?
Yeah,
purgatory. Like a jail within the jail,
yeah,
and instead
right.
of like a 10x5 yeah. cell, it's like 9.5x4.5.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes. So I'm so curious, as all your interviews, NBC, CBS, you name it. How was that received, Bart? I mean, how are people, they're viewing the film, what are they thinking?
Well, 4 out of 5 people who watch A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon with an open mind recant after 45 minutes and change their mind from believing the moon landings are real to knowing that they were fake. I mean, you said, Kate, that you're on the fence right now. Have you watched A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon?
I have not. I have not watched that. I need to make that clear. I have not watched it. I wanted to talk to you, and then I want to watch it. And I've watched other things. And so I've watched them on both sides of this camp, and that's why I'm intrigued about what you have to say, actually.
Well, you know, when we talked just before going on the air, you said you're on the fence. I kind of was thinking about that, and I think the reason is because if we did not go to the moon, and if we have a government that not only does the wily things that we already know of, but they also lied through their teeth and gave congressional medals of honor to astronauts for lying, if that's the country that we live in, it's so much worse than we imagined. And I think that's why you're on the fence, because you're kind of afraid to make that conclusion if it's true. And what we have here if you've seen both sides, you know, the argument, did we go or did we not go? And it really only takes one piece of evidence on the side that we did not go to be true for all not to be true. Hmm. For example, okay. There's a moon rock in Amsterdam. And after the curator watched a funny thing happen on the way to the moon several years ago, mm-hmm. he got curious. He opened up this hermetically sealed box that they presumed would never be opened in 1,000 years. Now, here's a rock that Neil Armstrong claims he personally picked up off the surface of the moon, mm-hmm. personally brought back in his pouch, so he knows what the rock looks like, right? Mm-hmm. And then he personally delivered it to the prime minister in the Netherlands.
Okay.
And they proved that to be a forgery out of this world looking piece of petrified wood. So unless there's trees growing on the moon, that is, and it was acknowledged in a news story by the BBC, 100% certain that that is a fake rock. And yet no reporter mm-hmm. on Earth asks, well, if the rocks are fake, what about the missions? And then so I'm producing this film, which took about $500,000 to do, and the other two films totaled about $1 million.
Wow.
And we're financed by a board member of an aerospace company who is right now building rockets for NASA. This is the guy who funded our films. Okay?
What?
he wishes to remain anonymous.
Wow.
He has an IQ about that of Bill Gates or Einstein. He knows from an engineering point of view, number one, the rocket didn't have near enough fuel. Von Braun said it would take three rockets, each weighing 800,000 tons, each being 10 times the weight of the Queen Mary, taller than the Empire State Building, three of those to reach the moon. The one they used was only 2,500 tons, or a difference of 30,000%. And this is from the guy who's allegedly good at math to put the rocket on the moon. Secondly, he knows they did not have enough computing power. The lunar module is supposed to go from 0 miles per hour and mate with an object orbiting the moon at 4,000 miles per hour. And they did this with 1/1,000,000th of the computing power of a cell phone. If they were off by anything more than 1/10 of a second, they would have missed each other and died. And then he knows they're claiming to sit on the moon for 3 to 5 days and are combating temperatures of 250 degrees Fahrenheit on the outside. And they claim they got the air conditioning downsized to a perfect 72 degrees, running on a bank of about 10 car batteries. Now, anyone knows you go out into the desert and a Cadillac and mm-hmm. turn off your engine, how long is it going to power air conditioning? And then against some temperature that's twice that. So he knows they could not go. I mean, what they're claiming is that they had the technology to do something 50 years ago on the very first attempt mm-hmm. that they cannot repeat today with a half a century more technology. If you look at the entire history of the world, Kate, there's never been a technological milestone that once achieved that no one on Earth was able to repeat for 50 years except going to the moon. There's never been a technological accomplishment in the history of the world that once they did it, they destroyed all the evidence and all the hardware on how to do it, like they did with the Apollo mechanism. Not only did they destroy all the equipment, they destroyed all the blueprints, all the electronic schematics, because according to my engineer financier, someone like him could read these things and prove that it couldn't be done. That's like Bill Gates saying he spent $150 billion to build the first computer, and then he threw it in a furnace along with all the blueprints. You would never do that in 1,000,000 years. And unless you faked it and you're covering your tracks. So the fact that they destroyed all that mm-hmm. is proof that they didn't go, because if they really went, they would have never done it.
Okay.
So then you have 3.5 years into this project. I still gave them the benefit of the doubt, even though shadows intersect at 90 degrees from objects 2 feet apart from one another, which could never happen in sunlight. And I pop in a tape. It says on the screen, do not show to the public. It's a classified tape. They're faking a shot right in front of you. This is why you have to watch the film.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a third track of audio of the CIA prompting the astronauts to only answer NASA after a 4-second time has elapsed, to give the impression that they're halfway to the moon, when in fact they're still in Earth orbit. And if they answered immediately, that would have given that away. All that is on the tape. So
what we have
is this tape of them pretending mm-hmm. to be halfway to the moon, mm-hmm. making a model of the Earth, which proves they cannot leave Earth orbit. And what a surprise. 50 years later, they still cannot leave Earth orbit. The farthest they can go today is 1/1,000th the claim to have gone to the moon 50 years ago with 50 years older technology. I mean, that itself is so logical to prove that we didn't go.
So I have this clip.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have this clip, and you were talking about the fact that you just mentioned this, that they actually prompted them to wait 4 or 5 seconds until give the illusion that they were somewhere they weren't. So here's that clip. Let me go ahead and play that.
Then explain it to
us. Yeah, here we go.
Apollo 11, Houston, Goldstone says that the TV looks great. Over.
Okay, and so you heard somebody say talk.
Again, you have NASA control.
Mm-hmm.
You have NASA saying the TV picture looks great.
Right.
There's 4 seconds of dead air, and then you hear a completely different audio EQ, the CIA, mm-hmm. saying talk. And then Neil Armstrong speaks because he heard them right away. He's only up in orbit about 200 miles. He would have responded right away. But if he did that, it would give away the fact that he's close to the Earth when he's supposed to be 135,000 miles away. So he had an earpiece in of someone prompting him what to do and how to do it. Mm-hmm. And after he heard the question, they counted off 4 seconds, said talk, and then he answered. I mean, that right there proves there's a third track of audio on there, and according to NASA, there's not. According to them, they're just the astronauts and Houston. But here's the third track of audio. Obviously, the CIA telling them only to speak after 4 seconds have gone by to create this illusion. And then when you watch the film, Kate, a funny thing happened on the way to the moon. All your listeners, they just go to Sibrel, Sibrel.com. Click on the YouTube link. Go down to a funny thing happened on the way to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see them create a 1-foot model of the Earth using a window in the spacecraft. It's a beautifully clever shot. Where they put the window, with the window is basically you see a section of the Earth outside of it. Now, because they're lying about how they're getting the shot, they say that the lens is at the window to shoot a little blue tennis ball sized Earth on the TV screen with black all around it. But the camera's actually at the back of the spacecraft. All the lights are turned off, and you hear their private conversations about how they're faking it because they thought these would be edited out. And then several feet in front of the camera is a circular window with part of the Earth outside of it, and it looks like the Earth floating in space. We even have them rigging a little crescent piece of black material in front of the window to make it look like the Terminator line between night and day. We have them rigging this elaborate shot of pretending to be halfway to the moon when they're still in Earth orbit. And Kate, when I saw this, I mean, my heart stopped. I cried out, oh my God, they really didn't go to the moon. I mean, it's not a theory. It's an absolute fact. And the reason why people won't see it is it's a religion to them. The rocket's going up and they say, my God, and that's correct. It has become their God. And just as if you insult Muhammad, you are attacked with homicidal actions or words. The same thing about this. All I'm saying is that the government lied at least on one occasion, and yet I get hate emails from people saying they wish they could watch me and my family burn alive in front of them.
Oh my
God. For
what?
For simply saying we didn't go to the moon. And the fact, Kate, that you get such fanaticism is proof that this is a false god. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's all I'm saying is that the moon landings are fake. I've talked to college professors, Kate, who said if they saw an Apollo astronaut confess on national TV that the missions were fake, they would still think that they went.
Whoa.
Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do. No, I do.
You're talking college professors, so that makes sense.
Well, we were just talking about this in the last hour of the show, that people just, once you say this is what happened, it's much harder to convince them that it didn't, right? Than it is from the onset.
Once it's burned in someone's brain that they went to the moon, it's difficult to unburn that image. Mm-hmm. I think it was a famous writer, he said, it is easier to fool people than to convince them that they have been fooled.
That was Mark Twain.
Mark Twain, yeah.
But let go of my leg.
Ow! Sorry.
You start a fire, you put it out. A public service message brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forest, during the Ad Council.
This show is recorded. Original air date, February 23rd, 2016.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Like endless rain into a paper cup. This
Kate Daly Show here, katedalyradio.com. You can stream live or listen on your local dial. And I've got Investigator Dave with me. And of course, we have a fantastic guest, and that would be Bart Sabrell. Sabrell.com is where you can check out his documentary, his movie. And it's A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon. And what he's saying is so utterly fascinating. And I remember in the beginning of this interview, we were talking about how you were perceived. And by all of the major mainstream networks that you were invited onto, because I'm so wondering what they thought when you came on with this and talked about all of these things that you had witnessed in classified tapes and things like that, that would point to the fact that we didn't actually go to the moon. And so describe how you were perceived, Bart.
Well, originally, NBC, I talked to a news director there. Mm-hmm. I showed them the footage that I uncovered of them faking a shot right in front of your eyes. The guy practically fainted, turned pale white, almost peed in his pants, and said, "My God," I'm quoting him, "it looks like we didn't go to the moon. Whoa. I cannot air this, or it will cause a civil war."
Oh,
so that's what a news director at NBC said. Then another person they were going to show, they decided to show it in a magazine program, mm-hmm, rather than make it news to soften the blow a little bit. And then NASA called them up, and if they aired my interview with the footage, they would unplug their live feed from the U.S. space station.
Oh my gosh.
And then the next show that was going to air this footage that proves we didn't go to the moon, mm-hmm, they were the number one rated show on cable, you know, national cable show, mm-hmm, Tech TV,
right,
called Unscrewed, whose viewership increased by 50% every 30 days for like 3 years in a row. And they aired an interview with me in the studio showing this footage. The audience gasped in horror when they saw it because it proves they didn't go to the moon, and their show was canceled shortly after airing the footage without permission.
Wow.
So it has become very clear that, mm-hmm, this footage proves that they didn't go to the moon, and anyone who tries to air it gets a phone call from somebody. The BBC bought the rights to the footage, and they had it scheduled, and it was like 2 days, mm-hmm, before it's broadcast they pulled the plug on it.
Wow.
Because this proves that we didn't go to the moon. That's why, Kate, mm-hmm, you really have to look at the film.
No, I will be. Trust me on that one.
You know, and in a way, maybe, you know, it's a better position to be on the fence, because once you see it, Kate,
right,
you're just going to do what I did. You know, I used
freak
to
out.
Think the missions were great. Mm-hmm. I had pictures on my bedroom wall for 10 years,
right,
that were from Apollo 11, because I thought it was the greatest thing on Earth. And yet it reached me as an open-minded teenager, the possibility that they didn't go, and then later I became a filmmaker. My job is to make fake scenes look real.
So
I can tell that these pictures were lit in a studio.
Right.
And, you know, then someone said I should do a film about it, and, mm-hmm, I started researching it. Then we found this classified tape, mm-hmm, and it proves they did not go to the moon.
So why would they lie? Why would what would be the reason that they would have
lie?
To? Yeah, no, yeah, I'm, I can answer that a million different ways. But I mean, why this? Why put on such a great illusion? And then for what reason? Okay. And then also, how do you keep the astronauts quiet their whole lives?
Well, you know, keeping, they're all allegedly, you know, and I don't know that this is true, but it sounds like it is. They all have Illuminati Masonic rings on. Mm-hmm. You know, they're in some secret society, or either they threaten their children. I mean, their wives, mm-hmm, believe they went to the moon. Their children believe they went to the moon. And when I started, you know, to tell the truth to one of the astronauts' kids, he became very, very angry because his own son didn't know that he had lied about it. First of all, Kennedy, you know, one of, mm-hmm, the most popular presidents of the 60s, mm-hmm, he wasn't a scientist. He's just a political visionary. After they went up into space for like 15 minutes, he said, "Hey, let's make it a goal to go to the moon before the end of the decade." And people, you know, watching Star Trek think that space travel is a lot easier than it really is.
Right.
And so when it became known that they could not leave Earth orbit, largely because of something called the Van Allen radiation, mm-hmm, belt. It's this field of radiation that is about 25,000 miles thick that you'd have to go through to reach the moon. It doesn't start until an altitude of about 1,000 miles. So the space station is at about 250 miles, you see. Mm-hmm. So every manned mission has been below this radiation except going to the moon. And when it was proved that they could not go and they had made this boast in front of the world, they decided, like poker, to bluff. And they pretended to go. And it's regrettable because now they're stuck with this lie, and they keep having to shove this propaganda down our throats every year on the anniversaries, you know, National Geographic or whatever, you know, how great the moon landings are. And one of the reasons why they got away with it, Kate, it's like, you know, whoever killed JFK, whether it was Oswald or, you know, Nixon, he's still dead. And it's whoever did 9/11, whether the Saudis or the Iraqis or Cheney, all those people are still dead. This is a positive conspiracy, you know. It's like you're I'm saying your home team, you know, that won the Super Bowl, they cheated,
right?
And you don't want to hear that, even if it's true. You don't want to hear it, and that's what it is. It's trying to say, you know, we went to the moon, intellectuals or teachers or scientists or whatever, and taking that away from somebody, they consider it an insult. The insult was faking it. It's patriotic to expose government corruption. And the fact is, if we fake going to the moon, which we did, and we keep painting over this mold, it's going to infest the whole country and tear it down. Mm-hmm. So it's better to cut off a diseased limb and save the body than to have it rot from this continuing barrage of lying on top of lie on top of lie. And the CIA faked it, along with the media. And if the powers that be want to take down the media and the CIA, all they have to do is force one of the astronauts to confess, you know, order him to do so. Because, I mean, it's so obvious when you think about it. When they went into the air for the first time in 1903, it took them like 20 attempts to get a motorized kite off the ground. And to say that 50 years later, no one could get a motorized kite off the ground would be preposterous. Or Lindbergh, when he flew over the Atlantic in 1927, to say 50 years later, by then they had 747s, to say that no one could fly over the Atlantic 50 years later, that wouldn't make sense. To say the sound barrier was broken in 1947 and 50 years later nobody can break the sound barrier, that would just wouldn't make sense. Or to say the South Pole was reached and, you know, 1952 or whenever it was, and 50 years later no country can reach the South Pole, it's completely illogical. And yet somehow we're supposed to believe that about the moon landings.
And people don't ask, right?
It's sacred to them.
People don't ask why we're not up there all the time, or why these things haven't transpired, right? Since.
I mean, you got to realize, right. I mean, surely technology does not go backwards, right?
Right.
50 years after they flew across the Atlantic in a single engine plane, they had planes the size of two houses,
that's
747s
true.
Getting off the ground. Mm-hmm. By the way, a 747 took 160 attempts before it got off the ground, and yet they claim they went to the moon 1,000 times farther on the very first attempt with older technology than that.
Let's take a phone call. We'll take a caller from the call line. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You're on live with Bart Sabrell.
Yes, Mr. Seville, I have a question for you, but I first want to mention Neil Armstrong was staying at a villa near where I lived, and the villa was owned by one of the signers or his family who signed the Federal Reserve Act or created the Federal Reserve Act on Jekyll Island. I always wondered about that. Why would he be staying at a villa of one of the most powerful conspirators in our nation? But and I'm very open to, I think there's two worlds out there. There's one world, a world that we're told it's happening in the real world, and I really agree with you that we are lied all the time. But here's my question. One of the alleged moon flights left a laser reflector on the moon and directed towards the Earth, in which the laser beam from the Earth would reflect back to the Earth. And reportedly, scientists have been doing this, and with enough powerful lasers, they can send a beam to that reflector, and it comes back to Earth. Do you know anything about this? Because if so, everybody that's, if there was no moon flights, then everyone's been lying about this reflector and the ability to send a beam.
Yeah, that's really easy to answer.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Go right ahead.
Well, first of all, the Soviet Union put an unmanned probe on the moon with a laser reflector off of it. So if they could put an unmanned probe on the moon, you know, you could put an unmanned probe on the moon with a laser reflector. But the real answer is this. If you go back to a 1950, late 50s publication of Scientific American magazine, you can see they were bouncing lasers successfully off the moon to calibrate the distance of the moon to the Earth back in the late 1950s, simply because the moon has numerous reflective surfaces off of it. And when a tiny laser leaves Earth, by the time it reaches the moon, it's like a half a square mile wide. So what they did is they chose landing sites of these areas that they've already bounced lasers off of that were reflective. You know, it's really super simple, the answer to that. Another question people ask is, well, you had hundreds of thousands of people involved. That many people couldn't keep a secret. Well, that's true. Do you think they're stupid enough to tell the guy who made the glove or the door or the boot, hey, you know, we really didn't go to the moon, but don't tell anybody.
Right.
That's like saying the difference between what the teller knows and the CEO of the bank are identical. Of course they're not, you know? Mm-hmm. And so the fact is that if they could go to the moon on the first attempt with 1/1,000,000th the computing power of a cell phone, people would have been on Mars 25 years ago. And yet they're saying they have to, quote, return to the moon as a logical first step to Mars. Well, we were already there six times. Mm-hmm. That's like going from a bicycle back to a tricycle. The only reason they have to return to the moon to go to Mars is if they never went in the first place.
Wow. All right, let's take the caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You're on with Bart Sabrell.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
I'd like to ask Bart if his scenario or his beliefs are true, why are the Russians and the Chinese willing to go along with this? It'd just be a huge coup for them to show the Americans what a bunch of frauds we are.
Okay, great question.
Well, that's a great question, but you have to realize there's an answer for that as well. Mm-hmm. For example, let's say I had a picture of the president with a prostitute. I could give that away for free to the media, or the more valuable use of it would be to blackmail him over and over again, year after year after year. And I think this caller is right. The Chinese know that we didn't go to the moon. The Russians know. Probably the Israelis and the Japanese and maybe some other people. And we're being blackmailed. That's another reason for the truth to come out. I mean, it says in China, in school books and high school and in college, that the moon landings were fake, but they never say it publicly. You see?
Oh, that's interesting.
They're a $1 trillion trading partner. $1 trillion. It's all about money. We have skeletons in our closet. They have skeletons in their closet that our CIA knows about. And we're mutually negotiating all these things behind the scenes, what to say and what not to say.
Actually, in fact, the Russians were laughing about it to one of our scientists. They just
if you talk to a Russian intellectual, they'll laugh and say, look, the only people who believe the moon landings are real are the Americans. And even here in America, 25% of the public, now we're talking about now 75 million people recognize that the moon missions were fake. It's so simple. Again, technology does not go backwards. That's like saying they built an atomic bomb in 1945, but no one on Earth, not the Soviets, not the Chinese, has been smart enough to build an atomic bomb in 50 years. And they deliberately destroyed all the technology. No, they cherished it. They should have destroyed the technology of the atomic bomb. That would have been great. But no, they cherished it. So to say that they destroyed deliberately all the moon rocket, all the specifications, all the ways that would prove or disprove that they didn't go to the moon, they would only do that if they faked it and were covering their tracks, which is exactly what they did, which is proof itself they didn't go.
This show is recorded. Original air date, February 23rd, 2006.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Glad to have you aboard listening today, katedalyradio.com. And you know, I've got Bart Sabrell on. Sabrell.com is where you can check out his movie. All the info there on A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon. All the information we're talking about could probably be pretty mind-blowing for some of us out there because this isn't something that is usually talked about. Let's be honest. I've got Dave, Investigator Dave, on. But I'd actually like to take a phone call, if you're all right with that, Bart. Let's take a phone call. Hi, caller. caller. You are on with Bart Sabrell.
Okay, I want to go over something here. When I got back from Vietnam, they sent me to Australia with the Coral Sea, the aircraft carrier, and I was to be a liaison for the Air Force for Australia. When they came aboard the ship, I'd go through the planes with them and tell them about the processes and everything we did. And as we did that, they said, we have something to tell you. And I said, what's that? And they said, you guys really went to the moon. And I said, oh, I know that. I understand that. He said, no, you don't understand. This, we didn't believe it. We thought it was a hoax, some kind of a play game. But so we went to the place they had there that viewed the space, and they had lined it up where they show the moon, and he said he saw the men get off of the rover, get into the vehicle and move it around and drive all over and set the flag and everything else. He said, someday you're going to need this because there's a lot of people that don't believe it, and they're going to try to force you to try to believe it. It didn't happen. But I'm telling you right now, and I have no reason to say anything to you. He was an officer in the Australian Air Force, and he said, it really happened. There'll be a lot of people that try to fake it and try to tell you it didn't happen.
Okay.
And
all right.
Wait a minute. Just one second. This morning, on Glenn Beck, he had a man on that said that they have technology where they can fake movies and other things, and they're going to try to change our history by forcing us to believe a lie. Even they said they could even fake the president saying something he won't say.
Right.
Yeah, I remember that show.
No, if you want to listen to background of Glenn Beck this morning, he said it. But honest to gosh, this really happened.
Okay.
And
let's
had no reason to lie to me.
We're short on time. Let's let Bart answer that. Go ahead.
Well, what the gentleman just said is they're going to fake something and make you believe a lie. Well, that's exactly it. I mean, they fake history. That's why George Orwell said, whoever controls the past controls the future. So the CIA faked the moon landings. They're controlling the past. People are still believing that in the history books. Therefore, those people are still in power and are affecting our future in a negative way. Again, it's so simple. Technology does not go backwards. If they could go to the moon on the very first attempt with 1960s equipment, which the computing power was 1/1,000,000th of a cell phone, then there would be bases on the moon by now, and they would have been on Mars 25 years ago. Technology does not go backwards. It's so simple.
Yeah.
That's like saying I did cold fusion, but I can't duplicate it for 70 years. In fact, they're saying they can't return to the moon for another 20 years. Now, think about that. When Kennedy set the goal in 1963 to go to the moon by the end of 1969, that's like 7.5 years of 1960s technology development to go to the moon. And yet a half a century later, it takes 3 times as long to develop the technology to quote.
That's so curious because people don't ask about that. And that actually makes me question, because why are we not asking why we're not going back? I mean, it's funny that people just accept that across the board. That's odd.
Well, I mean, the South Pole has temperatures of about 100 degrees below zero. They have hurricane force winds almost every day of the year. And yet people are there because it's technologically possible. If it were technologically possible to go to the moon, there would be people there. The fact that they're not proves that it's not possible. Otherwise, people would be there, just like they are at the South Pole when it's 100 mile per hour winds and 100 degrees below zero.
Right.
There's still people there because it can be done. If they could go to the moon in 1969, they would be there today.
Where did they film this? If they filmed this, where did they do that? Do you know?
Well, they did it in some secret intelligence studio. It didn't take that big of a space. They were probably circular shaped, probably about the size of one of those fuel tanks you see at the airport. And that way they could do panoramic 360 degree, you know, photography. But when you have professional video equipment, just looking at them floating around, you know, in the Apollo 11 pictures in a film, a funny thing happened on the way to the moon. We simply doubled the speed. And you're like, oh my gosh, they're just using slow motion. They're only getting off the ground about a half an inch. inch. Mm-hmm. And yet when you see the slow motion, Kate, it looks so realistic. But you double the speed and you're like, oh my gosh, it's slow motion. It's so simple. Again, sunlight, go out into a parking lot with two people at noon on a sunny, clear day.
Right.
Your shadow and their shadow, 3 feet apart from one another, will never intersect. And yet we show pictures in the film. You have a rock and an astronaut about 3 feet apart from one another, and the shadows are going at 90 degrees because the light source is electrical and it's really close. There's so much more proof that the moon landings are fake than that they're real, really, if you really think about it.
What question do you get the most, Bart, and what bone of contention? Because I'm sure, I mean, you stated at the beginning, people just, they're just besides themselves when you talk about this, because it shakes the entire perspective and narrative of everything, right? And so what is the biggest bone of contention, and is there anything you felt like I don't even know, I don't have the answer to that when people ask?
Well, when I talked to that college professor who said if he saw an Apollo astronaut confess that it was fake, that he would still think that they were real.
Right.
You got this astronaut had somehow lost his mind. Mm-hmm. He said because people would never lie to that degree. And I'm like, don't you realize Nobel Prizes have been given back for cheating and plagiarism? That we live in a world where millions of people are killed because of their religion, and that children are raped, and that people, 17 people, are just killed at random? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We live in that world, and you think no one would cheat about an accomplishment? People are cheating in the Olympics, doping, drugs, and bribing officials. I mean, this stuff goes on all the time. That is the world that we live in. That's the thing. If they acknowledge that the moon missions were fake, that the government that's supposed to be a light on a hill of righteousness to the rest of the world is deliberately faking moon landings, holding ticker tape parades, and giving congressional medals of honor to bald-faced liars, if that's the country that we are a part of, that's what people do not want to accept. And we know where we were at our founding fathers' time and where the government is today are two dramatically different places, and that this is utter proof that the government is number one, not only out of control, it's not controlled by the people. Do you think Congress and the Senate were asked permission to fake the moon landings? No, the CIA did it anyway. So what does that mean? It means the Congress and the Senate do not run the country. That's right. Another reason why, if the truth came out, it would be totally disastrous for the United States.
Has there been any deathbed confessionals or anybody that's said anything on the way up?
Apollo 15 astronaut James Irwin, when he became a born-again Christian, he contacted this gentleman, Bill Casey, who wrote a book, We Never Went to the Moon, was one of the first guests on Oprah Winfrey back in the 80s. And when he was the guy in my position, he's deceased now, and he was the spearhead saying we didn't go to the moon. And in August of 1991, the astronaut called up the investigative journalist. That'd be like me saying, hold on, and I got Buzz Aldrin calling me on the phone. Mm-hmm. And this astronaut tells him he'd become a born-again Christian, that he needed to talk about his accusations about the moon landings being fake. He said, I'm concerned for my security, so let's not talk on this phone. Call me at this number 3 days from now. And on that day, the astronaut had a fatal heart attack.
Oh.
So that's what happens when you get close to telling the truth. You know, we have William Binney, guy worked at the NSA for like 30 years, saying that the NSA listens to presidents' phone calls from both parties from 20 years ago. They listen to phone calls, private phone calls of the Supreme Court, so they can later blackmail them to vote a certain way. The guy confesses this is going on. Mm-hmm. And it's not in the news, and no one does anything about it. I mean, people are, I guess, are just not awake. It's like this whole thing about, you were talking about gun control. Mm-hmm. Don't they realize that people in Europe, they're mowing down people on the sidewalk in automobiles? So I guess we should make automobiles illegal. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, we have to make kitchen knives illegal. Then, of course, people used to burn people down in arson, so we have to make matches illegal. It's amazing that everyone is thinking about the tools to which murderous people commit murder, rather than trying to get people right. to not have murderous thoughts.
Yeah.
Because if you got rid of all the guns, all the automobiles, all the knives, and all the matches, you would still have people with murderous thoughts walking around. Sure. What about baseball bats?
Yeah.
Has anybody asked in this recent news story, mm-hmm. what can we do to help people not have murderous thoughts? That's the cause.
Well, that'd be too logical. So, yeah, I think people have their whole childhood is tied to the moon landing. We celebrate heroes and we create heroes, and so that's probably a big bone of contention with people, is you're taking the hero away, right, if you expose this. Do you think anyone in government, President, do you think anyone knew? Do you think they were let in on this, or do you think that this was just a very tight knit group of CIA and a couple people at NASA, or what?
Well, Nixon was the one in charge. He's the one who gave permission to faking it. Bill Clinton, mm-hmm. I think it's on page 153 of his autobiography, My Life. He says, I used to believe that the moon landings were real, and now, after spending 8 years in Washington, I doubt their authenticity.
Whoa.
The guy says so in his book. So if a president of the United States is doubting the authenticity of the moon landings, shouldn't you?
Well, when people walk out of this movie, or they viewed this movie, I'm sure you get a lot of emails, too, on the side where they finally went, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Right? I mean, I'm sure you have your fair share of that mail, too. I'm sure you get your hate mail.
I predict in the future, Kate, about 2 days from now, after you go home and watch A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon, I expect to get such an email from you. I foresee it in the future, because you're going to do what I did. You're going to have given them the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. You're going to pop in the tape, just like I did. You're going to see the fake shot. You're going to hear the CIA audio, mm-hmm. and you're going to say, just like I did, oh, my God, they really faked the moon landing. What a deplorable world we live in. What a deplorable government we have. What can we do?
Wow.
Yeah. There's so many anomalies on that. For the Jeep.
The Jeep?
That they put on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
How in the world did they get a Jeep up there?
Well, it's all about misallocating the money. I mean, that Jeep is something like $60 million in today's dollars, or even more than that. And, of course, it had fewer parts than a Jeep. It probably cost about $10,000 to put together. Mm-hmm. But back then, they couldn't spend money that the Congress didn't allow on the war in Cambodia. So where do you think they got it from? They got it from the Apollo project. All this was a part of embezzling money. Do you really think you would build a car to drive farther away from the lunar module than if the car broke down, you didn't have enough oxygen to walk back to save yourself? But that's what they claim to have done. Hmm. You know,
okay.
No one would do such a thing.
And then, and then also the flag waving. I remember seeing something about this where they said it wouldn't have done that, right? In a particular shot where they show the flag, where they stake the flag.
Yeah, I mean, all you need is one picture of the shadows intersecting at 90 degrees from objects 2 feet or 3 feet apart from one another. That one picture proves we didn't go to the moon. Doubling the speed to show that they used slow motion, that proves they didn't go to the moon. Mm-hmm. The fact that the moon rock opened is proved to be a petrified wood, that proves they didn't go to the moon. This reel of footage that we uncovered that shows them being prompted to speak after a 4 second delay, that proves they didn't go to the moon. The photography itself of them using the window to create a fake model of the Earth, that proves they didn't go to the moon. Not to mention the logic to say that they went to the moon on the
and
very
then never
first
went back
with 1960s technology, and
then
the feat
never went
cannot
back.
Be repeated by any nation on Earth 50 years later. That proves they didn't go to the moon. The only reason people still want to believe it, it's a holy, sacred cow to them. Mm-hmm. And if they admit that the government that they love overzealously, you know, faked the moon missions, then it means we live in a worse world than they imagined, and they simply don't want to face that fact.
Holy cow. Wow. I wish we weren't out of time. And I'm sure that the audience has so many questions for you. We'll have to have you back, Bart. You can go to Sibrel.com, Sibrel.com, and you can check out the movie. I'll be doing this, too. I'll be looking at it, too. And I love that you're willing to come on and talk. And you have done so many interviews, and I love that you're out there doing this, because I think that I can't wait to watch it, and I know Dave has, but I can't wait to. So I'm actually very, very intrigued and interested, and I hope those listening will at least give that a chance for information, and then they can decide, right? And so at least open our minds to the fact that that could happen where it could be faked. And so I
Well, the fact is, from my research, we already know that it's fake. And here's the thing. That's more profound of an event historically than if they had actually gone. So we have one of the greatest events in human history as being withheld from the public, that mankind, out of our arrogance and pride, deceived the world so deliberately, and now we're afraid to tell the truth like a child.
Wow. Bart Sobrel, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. This is something we had never covered before, and thanks, Dave. Everybody have a great weekend. Be faithful. Be fearless. This is the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com for this podcast. You can share it from there, and everybody have a great one.